然后根据我们所知道的这个历史。
According to the history that we know,
你就知道神怎么样在历史中行走。
Now you know how God walked in history.
所以首先呢，我先让大家知道这八次到底是怎么发生的。
So I first show how the eight times occurred.
好，下面如果我们特别注意到，这个二跟四刚好是65年，你看到吗
？So let's talk.Take a look at the second group and the fourth group.
第二堆跟第四堆都是65年。
They're both spanned 65 years.
然后中间呢是隔了1089年。
And 1089 years separated them.
好了，因为我们讲了65年，所以里面刚好有三次，对不对
？So within those 65 years, there are three times.
所以795到842。
From 795 to 842.
47年。
47 years.
842到860, 18年.
842 to 860, 18 years.
所以加起来65年.
So altogether 65 years.
那现在很有意思。
Very interesting.
你如果从1949年,
if you start in 1949,
你算到1967年,
you count to 1967,
18年.
There are 18 years.
然后1967到2014, 刚好是47年。
1967 to 2014 is 47
years. 那现在请大家记得啊。
Please remember,
47, 18,
47 and 18.
18又47.
Then 1847.
那请问大家，这个不等于在中间摆一面镜子吗
？Is this like a mirror image?
如果你把镜子摆在中间的话
，If you put a mirror in the middle,
这边18，这边就18。
18 on this side, the 18 on the other side.
这边就是47。
47 on this side, 47 on the other side.
Now you understand. 在整个历史里面
，in this whole history,
有2个65年。
There are 2 65 years.
有一个六十五年，从795到860。
1 65 years is from 795 to 860.
还有一个65年是1949到2014。
The other one is from 1949 to 2014.
我们既然要讲的末世的预言
，if we're talking about the prophecy of the end times，
将来主要回来。
Talking about the return of
the Lord. 什么时候大概主动身了呢
？When did the Lord start on the journey?
1948年，主大概就动身了。
In 1948.
所以一直到现在，弟兄姊妹。
Until now, brothers.
你看见发生这么多的事情。
So much have happened.
所以你看见末世，圣经末世的预言。
So you see the end time prophecy.
很多就在我们所经过的这65年，一个一个的就发生了。
Are happening in the 65 years that we've experienced.
所以这是65年是不平凡的65年。
So this is a very uncommon 65 years.
如果主迟延的话
，If the Lord delays,
但是不会迟延太久了。
He will not delay too long.
因为主的话明明说
，Because the Lord has said,
他一旦动身
，When once he starts on his journey,
马上就来到。
He will be here soon.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers,
现在我们真的不知道前面还有多久。
We really don't know how much time is left.
因为那日子那时辰没有人知道。
Because the day and the time nobody knows.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
当你看见第四堆。
When you see the four groups.
当你看2000年最后的这65年。
The last 65 years.
现在我们要问。
We'd like to ask.
这六十五年。
In the 65 years.
一共有多少个满月呢？
There are how many full moons have there been?
一共有12个月亮。
There are 12 full moons.
你看见吗？因为你每次都是四轮嘛，四轮满月。
There are 4 full moons every.
所以一共三次嘛。
Event. There are 3 events.
所以一共12个月亮。
So there are 12 blood moons.
它是圆的。
It's full moon.
它也是血红的。
It's also red as blood.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers,
我们如果讲到。这末世的预言的话
，If we talk about the end time，
如果讲到主要回来的话
，If we talk about the return of the Lord，
预言的意义多半是集中在从1949，就是多半集中在这65年之内。
The fulfillment of the prophecies will be grouped within the 65 years.
有的预言没有发生
，Some have not happened.
但是开始有点影子了
，But you can see the shadow.
开始有点眉目了
，There are some beginnings of it.
从前你不会了解。
You would not know before.
不懂启示录为什么这样说。
You did not understand why Revelation.
现在呢，你有一点眉目了。
Now you have some clues.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
这65年。
This 65 years.
是很不寻常的65年。
Is a very uncommon 65.
因为在历史上还有一个65年。
Because in the history there was another 65 years.
你对照那个65年。
If you compare to the other 65 years, if you look at what happened during that 65 years, and what happened in this 65 years, if you make a comparison, it's explaining each other. Many things you will see more clearly. So on one hand, you have the word of God. On the other hand, you have the history. Then you have the prophecy. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we cannot be relaxing. I feel sorry for many young people. They spend so much time in the knowledge of this world. If they know a little about what the Lord is doing in this world, if they hunger for the word of God, if they truly understand the will of the Lord, their life will be very different. Many young people are taken captive by the world. What is this world? You know. If you let the young people to vote today, many of the values will not be from the Bible. Many things that's unthinkable to us. To many young people, it's something taken for granted. But I'm concerned about this. When the Lord truly comes, I'd like to ask, today, for our children, we spend so much on them. Where are you leading them to in the end? Do you understand, brothers and sisters? Because of this, all parents, you have to pray for your children. Thank the Lord for their achievements. But may they truly understand the words of the Lord so that they can return to the Lord. This is a great thing. So you see the organization. Now it's very clear. When the Lord gives us a clue, He has already started on His journey. In 1949-1950, you can see the Israelites returned. They returned. Because in the beginning, Jerusalem was
burned down.
In 1967, Jerusalem was returned. So you see this four blood moon turned into blood. Has to have something to do with the Israelites. But do not forget. The Lord said you learn a lesson from the fig tree. In other words, you need to learn a lesson from the Israelites. When you see from afar, it's all bare branches, you know it's winter. When you see all leaves, you know it's summer. Then you know the Son of Man is at the door. Are you still sleeping? Are you still saying that it's not enough?
到底主要怎么说话才能你听得明白呢?
How would the Lord let you know?
主要说什么样的话才你叫你撇下一切来跟随他呢?
What else can He say for you to come and follow Him?
所以但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
这个就是在历史上你看见很清楚的。
This is what you see clearly in the history.
那么根据以赛亚书第49章。
According to Isaiah chapter 49,
怎样的离开,
how they departed,
怎样的到北方,
how they went to the north,
怎样的到了西方,
how they went to the west,
怎样到了东方,
how they went to the east.
看啊,
see, they come from afar.
表示他们从地极来,
they come from the end of the earth.
从西方, 从北方,
from the north,
从西方,
from the west,
从东方,
from the east.
好, 那下面呢, 我们再看一下,
next, let's
就是去年4月15号的时候,
April 15 last year,
就离开这里不远, Montville,
in Montville,
在New Jersey,
in New Jersey,
那么那个晚上你看见的月亮是这个样子的,
the moon, this is the moon you saw that night,
这是真的拍的,
this is the actual picture.
好, 在下面, 那慢慢慢慢因为地球跑到月亮, 太阳跟月亮中间, 所以慢慢你看就剩下一半了,
slowly as the Earth moved between the sun and the moon, you can see only half.
现在变成半遮面, 你看你脸只有半个,
you only see half a moon.
然后再下面,
and then next,
慢慢就开始红起来了, 你看,
the moon turned red.
然后再下面, 好，再下面。
And then next,
那么这个呢, 大概这个样, 就是说起头是很亮, 慢慢的, 你看了吗?
Started out as a bright full moon.
如果你按照那个次序转下来的话,
and you follow this,
那么这个的确, 那天晚上有人, 就半夜3点钟爬起来, 拍这些照相的。
It's someone woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and took those pictures.
而且就在, 住在纽泽西, 就在你们这个上空不远的地方。
Here in Montville.
那么这个是, 今年8, 10月, 去年10月8号。
This is taking last October 8th.
那么这个在Houston的地方。
Taking in Houston.
那么这个你远远看见, 看看, 你远远看见这个, 这里, 这里, 诶, 看看。 哦, 这个, 这个就是应该满月, 就应该这是这个红的月亮。
That's the red moon.
所以这个是发生在哪里? 发生在Houston。
This, was taking in Houston.
那这个呢应该是在橄榄山上的月亮。
This is the moon over Mount Olive.
那么大家要记得,
please remember,
1967年的时候,
in 1967,
他们终于以色列人可以到了耶路撒冷。
The Israelites can now come to Jerusalem.
神老早告诉他们说, 你们每年3次要到耶路撒冷去过节。
The Lord has told them long ago that every year, 3 times, you will gather at Jerusalem to celebrate.
所以当他们唱弟兄和睦同居的时候,
so when they sang, the brothers dwell in peace.
那这就告诉我们说, 这是以色列的见证。
This is a testimony of the Israel.
所以这个团圆是所有以色列人团聚在神的面前。
So this gathering is all Israelites gathering in the presence of the Lord.
所以那个月亮就告诉我们说神的心满足了。
So that moon shows that the God is satisfied.
所以这是橄榄山上的月亮。
This is the moon over Mount Olive.
那么这个呢, 也是在耶路撒冷上面的满月。
And this is another full moon over Jerusalem.
那么大家都知道这个是变雪像雪。
This is the, a blood moon.
那么这个刚好是在耶路撒冷的, 可以说在耶路撒冷, 你知道耶路撒冷现在不是清真寺在上面吗?
You see the, in Jerusalem now there's a mosque.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
现在你再看到满月变红像雪的时候,
when you see once again a full moon turned into blood,
以色列人很有感觉。
The Israelites have true, have emotion.
因为1967年,
because in 1967,
当他们进攻耶路撒冷第一站就是圣殿山。
The first stop they made in Jerusalem is the Temple Mount.
以色列的伞兵啊, 那个时候就已经就冲到圣殿山去。
The paratroopers of Israel, they went to the Mount,
所以1967年不要忘记。
So don't forget 1967. The way they took Jerusalem was starting with Temple Mount.
结果他们看见两个清真寺,
and they saw 2 mosques.
那些这个所谓的拉比就兴奋得不得了。
The rabbis were very excited.
所以他们有人这样建议,
so some suggested,
他说我们一次就把问题解决了。
Why don't we solve the problem once for all?
我们只要用一些的炸药, 就干脆就把这两个清真寺全部把它炸掉。
Let's just bomb those 2 mosques away.
那从此问题就解决了。
And then the problem is solved.
那个时候有一个将军叫做戴阳将军, 是个独眼龙。
There was a general at that time, General Dayang. He's one-eyed.
那他那个时候就考虑了很久。
He thought about it for a long time.
当然不困难, 只要用炸药把这个两个清真寺炸掉就解决了。
Of course it's not difficult. You can just use a bomb to level those 2 mosques.
他知道没有解决问题。
But he knew that it couldn't solve the problem.
所以经过1个月的长考, 长久的考虑以后,
so after 1 month of thinking,
他就把圣殿山的钥匙就还给当局。
He gave the key to the Temple Mount back to the government.
告诉他们, 告管理单位了,
the management.
所以就告诉他们说,
and told them,
你们有权可以使用,
you have the right to use it.
但是主权是在以色列手里。
But the sovereignty is in Israel.
什么时候有问题了, 你看见吗? 以色列政府说关了就关了, 开了就开了。
So the Israel government has the right to close it or open it.
那么在主权之外,
outside of the sovereignty.
你看见回教徒他们有使用权。
The Muslims have the right to use it.
所以不要忘记。
So don't forget.
耶路撒冷是回到怀抱。
Jerusalem has returned to Israel.
圣殿山是回到怀抱。
The Temple Mount has returned to Israel.
最满意的里面有不满意。
But there's still a dissatisfaction.
最不满最满足里面有不满足。
In this satisfaction, there's some dissatisfaction.
所以在这个时候你看见吗？
So now you see, 现在
你看见是满月，
you see a full moon,
但是给你的感觉像满月变红像血一样。
But the full moon has been turned into blood.
所以这个是我们找到的一些照片。
So here are some pictures we've found.